Vairece Suzēnu, kurā tev ilgi puksti manā sirds.
Velta Ozols may be 100 years old, but still vividly recalls the words of this traditional Latvian lullaby she learned growing up.
Skaista jaunība, tā nenāks vairs.
Velta lives in a care home now and is having her portrait painted by 16-year-old Adelaide art student Tilda Bieleveld.
I've seen Velta 4 times now and my painting's almost finished. I have to block out her hair and her outfit, but it's coming along.
Velta's portrait is part of a community arts project that promotes intergenerational friendships. It started on Australia's East Coast several years ago. And the Centenarian Portrait Project by teenagers is now connecting young artists and older Australians in Tasmania and South Australia, as founder Rose Connors-Dance explains.
For centenarians, this is a really fantastic opportunity to share oral history, their wisdom, their experiences, often boosts self-confidence, sense of purpose, and develops a great understanding of the other age group. For teenagers, we've seen so many people increase their sense of empathy, develop sensitive communication skills, and gain an understanding of what life with dementia can and does look like. And of course, make a friend. We've had a lot of young people who develop an interest in history through this program.
And Velta has an extraordinary personal history to share. Born in Latvia in 1944 as a 22-year-old, she fled Soviet forces, crossing into Germany. Her only son, Nim, was born in a refugee camp where they lived for 5 long years, as she explains.
It was very hard, you know, sort of, to get used to it. Boss said, you do this and you have to do it. Otherwise, he is going against you and you are in trouble again.
The family finally arrived in South Australia in 1950. Nim is 77 now, but still recalls the challenges of those early years.
Well, they just worked in the factories initially. And Mum ended up with a GM in Port Adelaide. I think she spent about 20 years there. And there was a strong Latvian community here in Adelaide. So we got by with those.
Nim visits his mother often and is proud of her resilience.
She was okay till about 98. She just collapsed one day and that was it. Legs gave way and they never used them again. But up to 98, she'd walk around with a broom in the room, you know, sweeping up as she'd go.
Capturing Velta's portrait on canvas is a life-changing experience for Tilda, who says they've developed a special bond.
She's really such an inspirational woman, and I felt it was really important that people could see how just intelligent and how much she's lived through.
And that's the key to fighting the ageing stigma, according to Rose Connors-Dance, who runs the Centenarians Project through a socially driven arts venture called Embrace that she founded in 2017.
Intergenerational initiatives have been proven to be one of the most effective ways to combat ageism. And this program challenges stereotypes. It connects communities, honours our super seniors and celebrates their experiences and their wisdoms and provides an opportunity to have an exchange of perspectives across the generations.
Tilda is among hundreds of young artists to be inspired by meeting their first centenarian.
I can't imagine how much more life I'll be living by the time I'm 100. I certainly hope I get to that age. She still is so funny and smart, and she has a lot to share, so definitely I would love to reach 100.
The Centenarians exhibition opens next week in Adelaide and runs until the end of June. Kath Landers, SBS World News.